Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99. Try Syntec today, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
We're glad to have you with us today. Hope you're doing well wherever you might be across America. We've got a lot to get through over the next 3 hours. We're going to do our best to pack it all in today, but there are a lot of very disturbing stories coming out of Washington, D.C., and including the allegations that Capitol Police have been ordered to spy on Republican members of Congress. Folks, this is, quite frankly, if true, a constitutional crisis, where you have the Biden administration ordering Capitol Police to spy on Republicans like Louie Gohmert, Andy Biggs, Troy Nels, and the list goes on. And we're going to get into all of that here in the next little while. We have some very disturbing allegations, and the Capitol Police are responding to all of this, but it does not look good for the Biden administration. And we cannot allow this to stand. So we're gonna get into that. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to be here in just a little while to weigh in on these disturbing reports coming out of Capitol Hill. We also are following some other developments regarding the China virus pandemic. Now, we've been saying for a long time on this program that the Biden administration was going to pull back the mandates as we got closer to the midterm elections. We were warning you about that last year. Now, we came under fierce attack from people like Media Matters, Mediaite, all these left-wing watchdog groups who said I was off my rocker. Because at the time, I was suggesting to you that this had nothing to do with public safety, but it had everything to do with politics and conditioning this country to accept the surrender of their civil liberties. That's what we've been talking about for a long time on this program. And over the past couple of days, I have tried to stop myself from saying, I told you so, but I told you so, America. Because now we have four states, Oregon, Delaware, New Jersey, that are in Connecticut, that have announced they are going to lift the mask mandates. We're also getting word that Illinois and New York are about to lift their mandates. And what do all of these states have in common? They are controlled by Democrats. That's the common denominator. So here's what the Democrats are doing. They're hoping that you have long-term memory loss, because this country does. You can't remember what happened last week in this country. So they're hoping, the Democrats are hoping, that if they go ahead now and lift the mandates and they let people get back to the way things used to be, that you are going to reward those Democrats in the midterm elections. But we can't let that happen. By the way, Dr. Anthony Fauci just a little while ago came out and said that things are looking good. Remember, he told us just, what, a couple of months ago that we were in the throes of a pandemic and who knows when this thing is going to be over. But now he's telling us that the pandemic could be over in a few months. Okay, what happens in a few months? The midterm elections. These Democrats are ruthless. They're evil. They're vile. They're child abusers. But there is one thing they are not. They are not stupid. They know what they're doing here, folks. And they know, and they're counting on the ignorance of the American people. They're counting on that to give them control of Congress again in the fall. That's what's happening here. By the way, it's not just the pandemic. Word came out just a few moments ago that two Democrat senators are preparing to introduce a federal tax holiday for the gas tax. In other words, if this thing is approved, sometime between now and the midterms, the Democrats will announce they are lifting the federal tax, which is about 20 cents on the gallon. So for every gallon of gas, you're paying 20 cents on a federal tax. That's going to go away. And the reason why is they're seeing the same polling data that we are seeing, that the Republicans are seeing, and the American people are sick and tired of the rising price in gas because of the Biden administration's policies. Again, evil, disgusting, vile, reprehensible, not stupid. And they're going to get away with it unless we continue to remind people, do not forget it was the Democrats who got us here. It was the Democrats who put us where we are right now. We cannot allow them to get away with this. So we're going to, and I'm going to make a pledge here on this radio program, I'm not going to let you forget. I'm not going to let you forget what these Democrats have done to us. Now, the question is, are the Republicans going to be able to get their you-know-what together, or are they just going to keep pouring gasoline on what could be an out-of-control dumpster fire? Because you've got mass chaos happening on the Republican side of the aisle. You know, at times, you just wish that there really was another viable option in America. Because these two political parties are insane. Just insane. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. Are you going to forget? Are you going to forget what the Democrats did to this country? 844-747-8868. You better remember that it was the Democrats who shut down our country. They destroyed our economy. They shut down the schoolhouses, and they are still forcing the children of America to wear those face coverings for 8, 9, 10 hours a day in the public schools. Never forget they did that. They shut down your businesses. They opened up our border. They left Americans behind in Afghanistan. They allowed American soldiers to be killed in Kabul. And they're about to get us into a shooting war with the Russians over Ukraine. Do not forget this is what the Democrats have done. Do not forget that it's the Democrats who are spending $30 million of your tax money to provide free crack pipes to drug addicts. Never forget that, folks. Never forget. And we just can't forget. Do not forget the punishments that they wielded. Do not forget that they shut down our church houses. Do not forget they tried to throw preachers in jail in America, that they issued fines for people whose only crime was going to church on a Sunday. We just cannot forget about any of that stuff. And again, I'm not going to let you forget. We're going to talk about this till the cows come home. But this is where we are in America right now. So we're going to you watch how all this is going to play out. But the Democrats, Biden is going to declare victory over the China virus. Life is going to get back to normal. They'll probably do it on the 4th of July. There'll be some sort of a big event in the nation's capital. And the mainstream media will carry water for this administration on this one issue. As a matter of fact, they did so with Stacey Abrams and you people in Georgia. You need to pay very close attention to what's going on there. Stacey Abrams, as we reported yesterday, was speaking to children in an elementary school in the Atlanta area for a Black History Month event, and she was not wearing a face covering. We have multiple photographs of Stacey Abrams meeting with people, hanging out with people. She was not wearing a face covering. Well, here's what happened last night on CNN.
So obviously we've all seen the picture. We've all seen the coverage of the picture. Did you make a mistake by taking a photo maskless in the classroom when it appears that everyone else, including all the children, were wearing them?
Yes, I will say this. I went to read to kids for an African-American read-in day. I approached the podium with my mask on. I followed the protocols. I told the kids I'm taking my mask off because I'm reading to kids who are listening remotely as well. And we were socially distanced. The kids were socially distanced from me. I told them that's what I was doing. And then the excitement after I finished, because it was so much fun working with those kids, I took a picture, and that was a mistake. Protocols matter, and protecting our kids is the most important thing, and anything that can be perceived as undermining that is a mistake, and I apologize.
So the CNN anchorette there, she went on to defend Stacey Abrams. Even though Abrams apologized, by the way, she was not socially distanced. They were sitting right. I mean, she was right in front of the kids, spewing Lord knows what. We don't know if Stacey Abrams has diseased breath. We don't know. I mean, the CDC says we're all supposed to believe that. Everybody is a carrier. But the CNN anchorette was Erin Andrews. Was that her name? Erin something. I forget. Nobody cares. So the CNN anchorette, the lady anchor, she's up there and she's saying, oh, I understand. You just wanted the children to see your face. And the children wanted to see your face. So we understand. No, we don't understand. If Donald Trump had gone into a classroom without wearing a face burqa and had been speaking to children, they would have impeached the guy for the, 38th time. They would have done that. But Stacey Abrams could very well be the next governor of the state of Georgia. And I know that we probably just caused a lot of car accidents at the downtown connector in Atlanta. But the reality is, I'm not sure the Republicans in Georgia are getting it together as quickly as they need to get it together. This is going to be a brutal primary battle between Brian Kemp and David Perdue, who, by the way, is scheduled to come on the program, I believe, Friday. But this is what I'm talking about. The Republicans have got to get it together. They're fighting each other all over the place. And these endorsements coming out of Mar-a-Lago just don't make any sense, especially the one here in Tennessee in the Nashville area. So there are a lot of moving parts here and a lot of moving components. And I do have a concern that the vast majority of the American people may in fact forget what the Democrats did to us. I think that very well may happen. And the Democrats, because of the stupidity among Republicans, could very well maintain control of the Senate and possibly the House. I think the Republicans are going to be able to have enough votes, even if there is a dumpster fire. I think we're going to be able to take back the House, but nothing is guaranteed. And you need to understand that. Every single person is going to have to get out and vote on Election Day. Every single person. But I've got some concerns here. And we're going to go through that with some comments coming out of the Senate with Mitch McConnell. It's getting ugly out there. All right, going to take a break. We will go right to the phones, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Hi, friends. Todd Starnes here, officially inviting you to join me and over 2 million other active AMAC members nationwide. We've made AMAC America's largest organization for conservative seniors. We really dodged a bullet in January, scoring victories that stopped the big spending Build Back Better scheme, and we saved the filibuster from liberal mischief that would have hurt our seniors. But many battles lie ahead. And it's more important than ever that you add your name to AMAC's membership roster. So I'm personally urging you to choose AMAC now.
You not only get great membership benefits, including AMAC discounts on hotels, travel, and restaurants, but at the same time, your membership will support your values. Go to amac.us/starns today to start your discounts. That's amac.us/starns to become an AMAC member like me. They need you, and America needs AMAC. Go to amac.us/starns today to start your discounts.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us today. We're going to get more involved in the Spygate story that's coming out of Capitol Hill after the bottom of the hour break. I do want to squeeze in a couple of phone calls if we can. First, let's go to George, Gainesville, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. George, good to have you with us. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Todd. Thank you for taking my call. Wanted to thank you for all of your insights. They're awesome. I just had a quick comment to make about the crack pipes that the Biden administration is sending out here, there, and everywhere, from what I understand. And it just made me think about back in the day when the British Empire was flooding Hong Kong with opium to try and basically subdue the population there when they were trying to take control of Hong Kong. I don't know exact years. Might have been the 1700s or 1800s. But anyway, one can only wonder if that's part of the plan for sending out all these crack pipes.
Well, it could. I mean, it could be. And, George, that's not the only time in world history where something like that has been done. And I think a good argument could be made that it's been happening in this country for generations. And that's why there has not been a concerted effort to actually stop the flow of drugs into this country from across that southern border. George, appreciate the call. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Central Arkansas. Steve on the line. Steve, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. Your Spygate story, as you're calling it, just, I mean, every day it's something new. Do you think there is a chance that this may spur the Republican Party into coming up with some kind of plan they can present to the people to hold these people accountable for this stuff?
It's hard to say, Steve, and I say that because you have Mitch McConnell out there last night rebuking the RNC for censuring Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. And I believe we have some audio. As a matter of fact, not only that, we've got a lot of audio to play from McConnell. Let's go with cut 7 first.
Well, let me give you my view of what happened January the 6th. And we're here. We saw what happened. It was a violent insurrection for the purpose of trying to prevent the peaceful transfer of power after a legitimately certified election from one administration to the next. That's what it was.
And McConnell goes on to condemn the RNC for censuring Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, even though it was overwhelmingly passed, Steve. So, you know, you have this infighting within the Republican Party, and that's my concern.
Well, my belief is the reason that side of the Republican Party doesn't want to acknowledge the truth about that is then they would have to do something about it. How could you acknowledge that and make them show that 14,000 hours of video and acknowledge what really happened that day and then sit back there and say, well, just vote for us next election and we'll put a stop.
Well, and Steve, this was my argument from day one. I was one of the few conservatives, at least in the talk radio world, that was very concerned when Kevin McCarthy said, you know what, we're not going to have any Republicans as a part of that committee. Yeah, I get it. It's still a kangaroo court. I get it. It's a sham committee. But, Steve, if you don't have Republicans, if you don't have anybody from our side there, you're just going to get a skewed narrative. And that's what's happened here. So I was hearing a couple of congressmen out there saying, there are no Republicans on the committee. Well, yes, because McCarthy did not want Republicans on the committee. That's a big problem in my estimation. Hey, Steve, we got to run. Good call and good to hear from you. My apologies, sir. We're running late for a break here. But, folks, again, we've got to play smart here, and I don't think we're doing that. We've got to get our act together. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. Is it time for McConnell to go? I mean, he's standing against the entire party right now. We'll be right back. Friends, last year your dollar lost a ton of value. Inflation rose by almost 7% in just 1 month towards the end of the year. That means in 30 days, your dollar became 93 cents. Inflation is a silent killer. It's a hidden tax felt by everyone. And this administration is only making it worse. Inflation is not slowing down. It's escalating quickly. But gold provides a hedge against inflation and can protect your family's wealth. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You have to take the threat seriously, friends. Oil prices are rising. We have supply chain issues. All of this going to compound our inflation problems. You can trust Legacy Precious Metals because they give you unbiased counsel based on your personal situation. It's time to be proactive before you regret it and take steps now to protect yourself. Call Legacy Precious Metals. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals at 866-528-1903 or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. So I'm reading some comments here from Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney. He is the chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. And he says, you know what? It's, and this is a direct quote from the congressman. Now it's time to give people their lives back. With science as our guide, we're ready to start getting back to normal. Are you seeing this, folks? Are you understanding what's happening and what we have just experienced in this country? This was not about public safety. It was about conditioning you to embrace socialism. It was about the Democrats, and we're talking about radical progressive Democrats like AOC, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib, wanting to see how far they could push the American people. And now they know. And it's a frightening thing. A frightening thing. So do not be surprised, folks, when all of a sudden there's a huge national celebration. They give Joe Biden a ticker tape parade down the lower Manhattan as being the great conqueror of the China virus, because that's going to happen. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to North Carolina. Charles, WSIC, wants to weigh in on Mitch McConnell. Charles, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. Good afternoon. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hope all is well. Todd, I think your assessment of what is happening right now politically with the Democrats and what they're going to try to do in declaring victory over the pandemic is spot on. And I've seen that coming, and anybody that hasn't seen it coming is just totally blind. But this is what I think Republicans need to do. As someone who's followed elections now for close to 50 years and seen what's effective and what works and what doesn't, I think that Republican candidates running for House and Senate need to run the most negative campaign they can against Democrats. They need to remind voters exactly what the Democrats have done to them on the economy with inflation, on the border with immigration, with this pandemic and masking up these kids, how they have totally wrecked the lives of these children, how they've wrecked the how they've wrecked this economy, how they trampled on the Constitution. And they need to show the contrast and paint these people as totalitarian, fascist, socialist, which is what they are, with people that love liberty. And I know some people may say, well, I don't know if that's fair or unfair. And frankly, I really don't care if it's fair or unfair, whether it's ethical or what some people may think may be marginally unethical. The only thing I care about is what's effective in getting rid of these people, because they are the enemy of the American people. Regarding Mitch McConnell, I think that he's very vocal. I think that the RINOs are very vocal and they're very well financed, but I do not think that they represent the majority of the Republican Party. And so I think with former President Trump's leadership, I think he needs to get out there and just be the champion of the American First Movement and just move right past McConnell. And if there's a primary, vote for the person running against the RINO. I think that's what needs to happen.
Yeah, the challenge here is, unfortunately, Mar-a-Lago is endorsing some pretty lousy Republican options out there, and it's confusing people. And I don't know who's giving the president guidance and advice on these races, but that person needs to be exposed. And I sure hope it's not. I hope it's not Jared and Ivanka, because we know they're flaming leftist. So that is a big problem, and it's confusing a lot of people, Charles. And that's why, especially our listeners in the Nashville area, you've got a MAGA candidate, you've got the Trump candidate, and then you have the actual diehard conservatives who are from Tennessee, born and raised in Tennessee, and they've been shoved aside by two people who literally moved to this state so they could run for office.
Right, right. And, you know, I've seen Republicans, throughout the years, just kind of, we have a tendency to eat our own and go after, you know. And while I think we need to draw some distinctions, I think we need to keep our eye on what's really happening. And that is, and what we need to do, and that is we have to annihilate these Democrats at the polls in November.
Charles, to your point. Go back to 2012. This was the presidential campaign. It was Obama versus Romney. And they ran, the Democrats ran one of the most disgusting ads I've ever seen with Paul Ryan shoving Granny in a wheelchair off of a cliff. It was an actual political ad. And to your point, those are the kinds of ads we're going to have to start running against the Democrats to remind them of what they did to this country. It's that level. We're going to have to go back to the old George H.W. Bush, Willie Horton ads.
Or I can remember the Jesse Helms ads here in North Carolina. People didn't like him, but I can tell you one thing. When he started running those ads, he went up like 10 points in the polls. But that's exactly what we're going to have to do, Todd. I mean, we got to play smash mouth with these people, because they're going to get dirty and nasty with us. And it's a fight, and fights are not pretty.
No, they're not pretty. And I know this is, you know, there are many out there in the Republican Party who say, and Charles, thank you for the call, and it's a great point you make. There are many in the Republican Party who disagree with what I just said. They think we should all be, the sun is going to rise again, and the dark winter is going to melt away, and we're gonna sing and frolic together in the streets. No, that is not the reality of what the Democrats are about to do. And this is, folks, this is not some sort of a Sunday school picnic. This is going to be political warfare. And if we do not stop the Democrats by retaking the House and the Senate, we're going to be in a world of hurt in 2024. And I don't even know if President Trump is going to be able to garner. There could be a brutal primary fight going into the political conventions in 2024. I mean, that's how crazy things are right now within the Republican Party. So we've got to get our act together, and we've got to start focusing now. And as Charles said, we've got to bring it. It's going to be a street fight, and it's going to be ugly. Now, look, President Trump, speaking of Mar-a-Lago, just got a note here, and I want to share this with you. This is from President Trump. Mitch McConnell, you know, let's go back. Can we go back and listen to the entire chunk of what Mitch McConnell had to say? Do we have that audio? All right, let's go ahead and listen to that.
Well, let me give you my view of what happened January the 6th, and we're here. We saw what happened. It was a violent insurrection for the purpose of trying to prevent the peaceful transfer of power after a legitimately certified election from one administration to the next. That's what it was. With regard to the suggestion that the RNC should be in the business of picking and choosing Republicans who ought to be supported, traditionally the view of the National Party committees is that we support all members of our party, regardless of their positions on some issues.
Do you have confidence in her, Ron McDaniel, as chairwoman of the committee?
I do, but the issue is whether or not the RNC should be sort of singling out members of our party who may have different views from the majority. That's not the job of the RNC.
Well, that's outrageous. The reality is you had Liz Cheney was the number three in leadership in the Republican in the Republican caucus. She turned on the party. It would be like, and again, Mitch McConnell came very close to doing what Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger did. The leader of the party has to lead. He can't go one way and the rest of the party go in the other direction. So look, Trump is weighing in on this. He just sent this a few moments ago, and I want to read it to you. Mitch McConnell does not speak for the Republican Party and does not represent the views of the vast majority of its voters. He did nothing to fight for his constituents and stop the most fraudulent election in American history. And he does nothing to stop the lawless Biden administration, the invasion of our borders, rising inflation, unconstitutional mandates, the persecution of political opponents, fact-finding on the incompetent Afghanistan withdrawal, the giving away of our energy independence, etc., which is all because of the fraudulent election. Instead, he bails out the radical left and the rhinos. If Mitch would have fought for the election like the Democrats would have in the same position, we would not be discussing any of the above today, and our country would be strong and proud instead of weak and embarrassed. Look, Trump's got a great point here. Where has McConnell been fighting Joe Biden? Where has McConnell been in all of these horrible things that have been happening? And I know that Republicans are just now getting around to revoking, you know, introducing some legislation to revoke the mask mandates. Okay, why now? Where have you guys been? And that's what Trump is saying here. So my question to you, do you agree or disagree with Trump? He says Mitch McConnell does not speak for the Republican Party. Here's the problem. He's the leader of the Republican Party. Mitch McConnell, in his position, is the de facto leader of the party. Now, I love President Trump. He was on the show, Monday? Spent some time with him down at Mar-a-Lago. Not once, but twice. He's been on this program a number of times. It's time for the president to commit. And I know that there's the political thinking is let's wait until the midterms. Well, look, everybody, he's either doing it or he's not. But this is the issue that is really clouding the direction of the party. If Trump says he's running, he's the de facto leader of the Republican Party at that point. But it's time for the president to get out there and say, folks, this country is a mess, He's got to focus on here's what's wrong and here's how I can fix it. And if he does that, he is going to win. But we've got to be very smart here because this could get out of control very quickly. Now, you can focus, and I get it. The president is still focused on what happened in 2020. Is that the winning formula? Do you think if the president, if Donald Trump does run and his campaign is they stole the election in 2020, if that's the campaign messaging, I don't think that's a winning formula. Now, you may disagree, and I'd love to hear your argument on that, but that's not a winning formula. We've got to outline, here's what's wrong with the country, and here's how we're going to fix it. And we have a proven track record because Trump fixed it once before. But it's up to the state legislatures to fix this voting nonsense and the steal that happened in 2020. No, I do believe the election was stolen. But the evidence did not hold up. What evidence? And that was the problem. There was not concrete evidence. Now, there may be, the evidence may come out, and that's great. But until it comes out, we don't have the evidence. Otherwise, Trump would be sitting in the Oval Office right now. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Our world has certainly changed. Everything is online today. With all the convenience the internet has to offer, our world is more electronic than ever. You may have security systems in place for real life, but what about your online life? Identity Guard can sound the alarm if your digital presence is at risk. Here's a scary stat. Every 7 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or identity theft. 23% of those people never get their money back. And if you think it could never happen to you, think again. Identity Guard can help. They provide advanced monitoring to keep your online accounts, finances, and personal information safe. If a threat is found, you'll get alerted fast, like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. For a limited time, Identity Guard is offering our listeners a 30-day free trial when you visit identityguard.com/Todd. Go to identitycard.com/Todd to get complete protection, huge savings, and a 30-day free trial. Certain terms apply. See site for details. Welcome back to the Liberty University Studios. Good to have you with us here, folks. By the way, speaking of Liberty, man, they have one of the best, quite frankly, the best online program around. If you want to finish your degree, if you want to start your degree, you don't have to be on campus. You ought to be on campus because it's a beautiful, beautiful campus, great folks there. And we would love for you to check out the great things that are happening at Liberty University. So maybe you have a kid that's in high school looking for a college, or maybe you are just interested in, you know, finishing up your degree. I want you to write this down, and it's a very simple thing, and you can really help us out a lot, too. We want you to text the word Starnes, S-T-A-R-N-E-S, text the word Starnes, to the number 49596. So get out your smartphone and text the number, text the word Starnes, S-T-A-R-N-E-S, to the number 49596. Again, that number 49596. And you're going to love all the great stuff that they're doing at Liberty University. Just pretty incredible. All right, coming up, Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to be here. Also, Phil Robertson. Remember him from Duck Dynasty, the Duck Commander? He's got a brand new book out. And we always look forward to talking with our good friends down in Louisiana. All right, real quick, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Webb is listening to us on WLOB, Portland, Maine. All right, Webb, what's going on?
Okay, Todd. Basically, if we want a chance here, there's a couple of things that have to happen. And basically, the first thing, there has to be a bunch of Republicans that, like Ted Cruz or somebody else along who's, I believe, honest, to investigate all connections between China and the Republicans. For instance, Mitch McConnell's wife is what? So we've got a situation where really China has infiltrated our Congress. That's why the two parties are the same thing. The only alternative other than that would be to start a MAGA party and get those 75 million voters just to vote for that and blow out the Republicans.
Yeah, well, yeah, I hear you. And no doubt that the both political parties are owned by the Chinese. A lot of our the lobbyists in D.C., the crime and corruption and graft. I mean, you're telling me that Nancy Pelosi, she's had a career in politics. She's worth $250 million. How did that happen? And nobody seems to think that is a big problem. And by the way, she's not even among the wealthiest of the wealthy in Congress right now.
No, I know. And I mean, from the Democrats, you can't expect anything else. But this is supposed to be, a Republican Party is supposed to be an opposing party, not holding hands across the aisle, not agreeing with each other.
Because they don't. No. That's what they want, though, Webb. They want to hold hands and they want to get along. The Democrats are they are the opposition party when they are in the minority, and they're very effective at it. We are not. I'm just telling you, and we've got to fix that.
Well, this spaghetti wrist attitude is going to lose for us. And I'll tell you what, if we lose this time, the country's over.
Yeah.
I don't even think we'll make 2024 the way things are going.
Webb, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful, but it's going to be very difficult. Got to run. Webb, thank you and appreciate all of our great listeners up there in Maine. By the way, question remains on this crack pipe thing. So Biden's spending $30 million of your tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen, to provide crack pipes so the drug addicts will be able to use their whatever they want to smoke. I mean, all sorts of illicit drugs. The question is, who is going to be the crackhead czar? And a lot of people are now suggesting maybe that could be a good day job for Hunter Biden. I mean, right? It seems like he would be perfect for the job. Hunter Biden, crackhead czar. Got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. We got Marjorie Taylor Greene coming up. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. By now, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and how Mike Lindell is just a great American patriot. And he is. And he has done it again with his all-new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers designed to wear indoors or outdoors all day long. Those slippers are made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And they're also made with quality leather suede. Now, for a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his My Slippers. So comfortable, you're going to want to get some for the whole family. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes and click on the radio listener square. Use my promo code Starnes. You're going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including some overstocked items such as individual towels, blankets, comforters, and so much more. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes. You can also call 800-839-8506. Use the promo code Starnes.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, Hour 2. And we are jam-packed with lots of information today. Coming up in just a few moments, our good friend Congressman Andy Biggs is going to drop by. He just sent us an exclusive copy of the letter, and we're going to get this up on the website. We are efforting this now. This letter that was sent to Nancy Pelosi regarding the allegations that Capitol Police are spying on Republican members of Congress. They are monitoring the congressional staff members. Anybody who visits a member of Congress, it's some pretty frightening stuff. This is Spygate. And I will say this before we go to our newsmaker line here. Congressman Troy Nels, who's going to be on the program, we believe, tomorrow, is pointing out something very important. That, as a matter of fact, I want you to listen to the congressman last night on Tucker.
really doesn't surprise me, quite honestly. I'm being targeted right now, and I believe that Nancy Pelosi is weaponizing the U.S. Capitol Police to investigate me, to try to silence me, intimidate me, and quite honestly, to destroy me.
Now, Chad Pergram, our buddy over at Fox News, reporting Pelosi says, I have no power over the Capitol Police. There's nothing I can do. That is a load of grade A fertilizer, folks, because when you look at the chain of command at Capitol Police, Nancy Pelosi is the person in charge, along with the U.S. Senate and the majority leader, little Chucky Schumer. So she is the one who signed off on all of this. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from the great state of Georgia, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie, great to have you back with us.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me on today.
All right. I want to get your reaction here that Capitol Police have been monitoring. I mean, what have they been doing to you guys?
Well, we don't know. We're just finding out. And I will tell you, it's shocking to hear the things that Congressman Nels has been talking about. I spoke with him extensively yesterday about this issue on the House floor, and it's extremely alarming. His staff walked in to three Capitol Police officers that he says were dressed in more, you know, regular clothes. He thought they were dressed like construction workers in his office, and they had been taking pictures of things on Congressman Nell's whiteboard. And the three men there were asking his staff questions about it. This happened back in November. Now, here's what the deal is. They're not supposed to be in our offices. All of our offices belong to our district, the people of our district, like mine, Georgia 14, and no one's allowed to go in without our permission, and they're not allowed to take pictures of any of our legislation or work. And this is why it's so concerning. We feel like it's like Pelosi's Gestapo. They're like a whole different type of police force that we've never seen before. But, Todd, I will say this. I don't think this is coming from the rank-and-file Capitol Police officers who I see every single day and speak with as I go in and out of the buildings. I think this is coming from their superiors and perhaps an intelligence division in the Capitol Police. We already know that they are spying on constituents that visit our offices. We know that they're spying on people.
Marjorie, wait, hold on. How do you know that? How do you know they're spying on the constituents?
Oh, this has been all in the news just recently. This is another thing we found out in the news that they keep files on people and they investigate them, looking into their social media and different things on who these people are that visit certain members of Congress's offices. And they even look into people who go to our events, such as maybe a fundraising event, a town hall or a rally when we travel or back home in our district. And this is so completely wrong. And I'll tell you why. This is, you know, the Capitol is the people's house, and as a member of the House of Representatives, our office buildings and the Capitol should be completely open to the public. The public should be able to visit our offices and you know, address their needs or grievances with their government. That is guaranteed rights for the people, and it's the taxpayers who pay for it all. But we are working in a completely different environment. This has been like a political war since January 6th. That is how the Democrats are treating us. We go through metal detectors to go vote. We are just treated terribly, and we never did anything wrong. As a matter of fact, objecting to electoral college votes are completely legal and our right. It's our right to do that. It's what Democrats have done for decades with Republican presidents. They've done the same thing, but we're being treated completely different. And I'll tell you, like, there's people, and we don't know who they are, that have vandalized and stolen signs outside my office door. And I've asked over and over for them to put security cameras outside my door. They will not do it. Sergeant-at-Arms won't do it. Capitol Police haven't done it. We've asked to investigate, and it feels dangerous to me. I don't feel safe where there's people that work in my office building that are able to vandalize signs right outside my office door or steal them and clearly do not like me. And I have so many death threats. But the Capitol Police and Sergeant at Arms do nothing about it. And now we know that they go in and spy in our offices.
And I'm so glad you made that distinction. We're not talking about the rank and file here. We're talking about somebody else up to no good. And whether that's some sort of a deep ops team or something, that is not right. I do want to ask you, Marjorie, do you have any knowledge that these teams have been in your office or they have been surveilling you or your staff?
I do not. I do not have any evidence to say that they have been in my office, but I did sign on a letter with Matt Gaetz because we decided to move swiftly on this, and we have sent a letter to Capitol Police to preserve records, preserve all of their records, because this is something we're going to investigate when Republicans take back the House. The Democrats, what they have done to Congress, they've completely perverted our institution. Everything they're doing is unconstitutional, and they have turned our federal government and the power in Congress, and they've weaponized it against the American people, and they have weaponized it against Republicans whom they consider their enemies. And this is, it's so outrageous. So Congressman Gaetz and I worked together. He wrote the letter. It's a fantastic letter. I signed on immediately, and we hustled around and got more Republican signatures on. And so that letter has been sent to Capitol Police. We want them to preserve all records, emails, text messages, photos, every single shred of evidence that we will need to look into to see if there is actually spying going on against Republican members of Congress or any member of Congress.
Yeah.
It should just never happen.
It's very disturbing. And Marjorie, we know your time. You've got a meeting you've got to rush off to. We appreciate you coming on the program today and bringing us up to speed on this.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Todd. And God bless you guys. And we'll talk soon.
All right. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia. And she and Congressman Matt Gaetz have sent a letter to Capitol Police demanding answers. Congressman Andy Biggs just fired off a letter to Nancy Pelosi demanding answers because she's the one who oversees all of this. She's the one who oversees Capitol Police. She went out on national television and lied, said that she has no power over the Capitol Police when, in fact, she is at the top of the list. So we're going to get to the bottom of this, and we'll be talking with Congressman Andy Biggs in just a little while. But this is a very disturbing development. And the idea that you, let's just say that someone from Salem, Oregon, you're in Washington, D.C., you want to pay a visit to your elected representative. There's, for whatever reason, let's say that you have a problem with your Social Security or you have a problem with your veterans benefits, and you decide to go to Washington and you go to meet with your elected representative. And in the meantime, you have no idea that Capitol Police at that very moment are searching your social media profile. They're doing some sort of a background check on you when all you wanted to do was go and visit your elected representative, which you have a right under the Constitution to do. Now you understand why this is a big deal. All right, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. You know, we've been talking for about a week now about Nancy Pelosi, her worth, her value, about $250 million. She made $30 million on stock trades with big tech. And our friends over at Newsmax are sick and tired of her hypocrisy. So Grant Stinchfield is launching a petition drive, giveitbacknancy.com. That's giveitbacknancy.com. You can watch Stinchfield on Newsmax 8 o'clock Eastern as he reveals the truth about Pelosi and all the other hypocrites on Capitol Hill. By the way, if your cable operator does not carry Newsmax, give them a call. Or you can watch Newsmax free on your streaming platforms. Millions are turning to Newsmax. It is a source you can trust. Again, watch Stinchfield tonight, 8 o'clock, holding Nancy Pelosi accountable. GiveItBackNancy.com.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
first time since I've been in Congress, we have seen that our mail, we've got two mail just a day apart. One came in September 17th, stamped by the Department of Justice, as being received and reviewed and examined, and another from a Christian missionary to me, and it was reviewed by the Department of Justice. The Supreme Court has made clear that the Department of Justice cannot even get a search warrant to search a member's office. And yet this administration, like this House, doesn't think the rules, the law, the Constitution perhaps mean what they say. We have got to get back to following the Constitution if we're going to preserve this republic. But it is in dire situation. It is in a desperate situation.
All right, that was our good buddy from Texas, Congressman Louie Gohmert, on the House floor, saying that he, too, has been victimized by U.S. Capitol Police. And again, we don't know who these people are. It seems as though there's some sort of a black ops team that's working off the books that's doing this. I mean, that's what Marjorie Taylor Greene seemed to suggest, that we're not talking about the rank and file. We're talking about a special ops team that Nancy Pelosi clearly has put together. And you, it's just ludicrous for her to go out there and say, well, I don't know who's in charge. It's not me. It's not me. No, it is you, Nancy. And we have the proof. We have the evidence. All right, so we'll check in with Congressman Andy Biggs in just a little while. We actually have the letter that he fired off to Nancy Pelosi up on our website. So you can go to toddstearns.com and you can read that for yourself. We posted, or Grace posted, the entire letter there for you to check out. Hey, this is an interesting story, and I want to ask you a question here. Have you, those of you who have gotten the vaccine, have you suffered some sort of a heart-related issue? And if you have, I would like to actually hear from you. Today, 844-747-8868, have you had some sort of an adverse side effect to the China virus vaccine? And there's a reason I'm asking this question. And look, on this program, and there's a caveat here. On this program, we don't go wall to wall 3 hours a day talking about the China virus vaccine. That's, you know, a lot of folks in the talk radio world, They seem to think that talk radio is just about shouting at you for three straight hours and trying to advance some sort of a political agenda. And those people, that's their deal, and we're not judging them, but that's what they do. I'm not like that. I believe that noon to three, just like Rush Limbaugh, L. Rushbo, used to do, he would educate, he would inform, he would entertain most of all. And so you would never have, you know, Rush talking 3 hours about one topic. That's just nobody wants to hear about the China virus vaccine all the time. But so our philosophy has been, okay, when there is a big development, we need to bring that to your attention, and we want to share that information, and that's what I'm doing now. So this is from Breitbart. The Centers for Disease Control is now considering a change to their vaccine guidance. You say, what are they doing? Well, they're going to increase the amount of time between your dosages, these booster shots you got to get. So I don't know what it was, because I only got one vaccine dose, and that was it for me. But the reason why they're doing it is very interesting. Now, for months, I've been telling you that just a few days after I got the vaccine, I ended up in the hospital with an inflamed heart. The wall around my heart was inflamed. And I can't, if it was myocarditis or pericarditis, it was one of the itises that I had. And the doctors at the hospital I went to said, well, you know, this is, you know, we think this is connected to the vaccine. I had the Moderna dosage, and they said, we think this is a problem. Some of the nurses and the technicians that I was, some of the hospital staff would tell me privately that, hey, we're getting a lot of people like you in our hospital. So they were telling me that contrary to what you were hearing in the national news, that people were really having issues with their heart after getting the vaccine. And you've all seen the stories of these perfectly healthy athletes that are having heart attacks, that are dropping, just collapsing on the playing field. And all of them have gotten the vaccine. So now the CDC is actually admitting, because at the time, the mainstream media came after me and said, oh, Star, that's fake news. That didn't happen. There's no such thing. Nobody's having a heart problem because of getting the vaccine. Well, now we know that it was in fact true. And the CDC is acknowledging this, and they're saying the changes would apply to not only the Moderna vaccine, but also to the Pfizer vaccine. Under the current guidelines, the Pfizer vaccine doses are given 3 weeks apart, and they're going to extend that to about 4 weeks apart, thinking that might stop people from having heart attacks or dropping dead. Going to tell you, folks, I decided after that first dose, I'm willing to take my chances. I'm terrified of what would happen if I got that second dose. By the way, never in my life have I had to take blood pressure medication on a regular basis. Never. And as a result of taking that China virus vaccine, that's a daily regimen for me now. Got to take a blood pressure pill. Never was an issue until I got the vaccine. And I'm going to have to live with that decision. But you know what? I may not be the brightest bulb when it comes to this stuff, but I can tell you something. I learned pretty fast. I'm a quick learner. And they're not going to poke me again. Not going to happen. Not going to get any more jabs. All right, folks, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. So again, check with your doctor, folks, on the CDC guidance. That is a dangerous thing, especially if you've got kids. Or if you're a young person, you got to be careful about this. We don't want you dropping dead on us now. All right, we'll be right back, folks.
Peloton's best offer of the season is here. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Choose from a variety of accessories, like our cycling shoes, a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. This limited-time offer ends November 28th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer starts November 14th and ends November 28th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
All right, here we are, everybody. Good to have you with us today. ToddStarnes.com is our website. And while you're there, we want to invite you to download our free newsletter and our free podcast. You'll also be able to listen to the entire interview we did with President Trump. It's all there free for you. Also, our radio station, we continue to grow. We're adding radio stations all over the country, but it's going to take some time. And so if you live in an area that does not carry the Todd Stern Show, or maybe you do, I want to encourage you to go to our live show blog right now and download our free app for your smartphone. This thing is amazing, and you'll be able to hear 24 hours of conservative talk radio, not just my show. You'll be able to hear Sebastian Gorka, Larry Elder, Lars Larson, and lots of other great conservative hosts on the app that we provided for you. Go to the live show blog, ToddStarnes.com, and you'll see the link there right at the very top. And again, won't cost you any money. All right, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We told you before the break about Congressman Andy Biggs, the letter that he sent to Nancy Pelosi. Congressman, good to have you back with us.
Todd, it's always great to be with you.
Man, this is a crazy story.
Yes, it is. I mean, when you think about it, I don't think it's a problem with the rank and file police, Capitol Police. This is coming from the top, in my opinion. And when I say the top, I think the people that we need, the political people like Nancy Pelosi, are the ones that are kind of directing this. I mean, think about that. Surveilling members of Congress, surveilling their staff, surveilling their visitors. You talk about chilling multiple rights that we have guaranteed under the Constitution, and these are being done by the leadership of people who are supposed to protect us, and you think, well, you know what? That's kind of like the Secret Service if they were to investigate the President of the United States. That just should not happen.
No, it reminds me of Watergate. I mean, that was the first thing that came to mind. You know, break-ins and crazy stuff going on. You think that's it's like out of a movie, but it's happening in real life. Congressman, I want to ask you about Troy Nehls, who's got this evidence. Any idea why he was targeted?
Well, I suspect that it's because he was named originally as a member of that January 6th illegitimate committee, and he was going to serve on that committee. And so I tend to believe that's why they were looking at him so closely. But I also believe that they're looking at a lot of people that they suspect with great earnestness, because these people really believe this, that we're dangerous to fellow members of Congress or the country, so they're surveilling us in particular.
Yeah, including your colleague, Congressman Louis Gohmert. Louis was given a speech. He said they were even spying on the people, his constituents, including a Christian missionary.
Yeah. So Louis produced for some of us to see the other day. Mail opened up. Not by the normal group that opens your mail for the Capitol to just check, make sure there's no anthrax or anything like that, but by the Department of Justice. That really is disturbing, and we need to get to the bottom of these things, because it's a weaponization of every department and agency in the federal government against people who the Democrats think of as political enemies. You and I think of people on the other side of the aisle as political opponents. They think of people on our side of the aisle as their political enemies and enemies of the state. And that's why, and it goes back to Hillary Clinton calling people who supported Donald Trump deplorables, all the hateful things where they dehumanize Americans who disagree with him.
What was it? Biden called us the dregs of society. That's what he, that, in a speech right before the election, that's what he called us.
Right. And so I am very, very disturbed at the rhetoric that's out there where you dehumanize people. I think very spirited debate and rhetoric is a normal part of American society and life, and certainly of politics, and should be protected and preserved. In fact, the language that they use, that should be protected. But when they try to quell our speech, when we're calling them out for their intolerance or their wrong-headed policies, and they view us as we need to be shut up if we say something about COVID that they disagree with, I mean, that is where we start moving into authoritarianism, tyranny, and it's very, very dangerous for a free constitutional republic to be able to continue to exist.
Congressman Andy Biggs on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, just a little while ago, both New York and Illinois, the Democrat governors are announcing they're going to be doing away, eliminating the mask mandates. That would be, six states run by governors. What do you think is going on here? We talked about this in the first hour.
My own opinion is, someone was just asking me about that. I said, here's the deal. You got a midterm election coming up, and you have the vast majority. I said, this is no longer even an 80-20 issue. This is a 97-3 issue, and the 3% are the authoritarians of the Democrat Party that don't want anybody else to be able to live their lives and make choices. And they're starting to feel the heat and pressure from the consultancy class telling them, hey, you know, the polling's real clear. We're getting killed on this. These people want control. And now they're going to come out and say, look, we stopped COVID. We're heroes, blah, blah, blah. The reality is they're the ones that caused pain, discomfort, and they hope that by coming out about now, maybe people will forget about it by the time the midterms come.
That's it. And they're counting on the long-term memory loss. That's what they're counting on. And by the way, Fauci's now saying, well, it looks like we could be, the pandemic could be over in the next few months. So.
Yeah, well, he had to add that part, didn't he, Todd? In the next few months. That gives them some wiggle room, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We know what's going to happen. And then it'll explode again depending on who wins.
That's right.
the election.
Exactly right.
Hey, by the way, I wanted to get your reaction to this $30 million that's being used of our tax money to provide free crack pipes to drug users. I've been wondering who Biden is going to name as the crackhead czar. I have a recommendation, but I'll let you take that one.
Well, you're trying to tee it up for me, I think that he can't name a son. I think that might be unethical and illegal. So, Hunter,
well, it wouldn't be the first time.
That's true. Look, I was astounded. We had not seen that. I was approached by a staffer who said, "Hey, look what they're doing here." And I'm looking, and I said, "Oh yeah. That does look like a crack pipe funding bill, you know. I don't know if all $30 million goes, but some of it does. Some of it's going to go for crack pipes.
Elections have consequences.
Yep, they do.
All right, well, Congressman, good luck. And by the way, have they spied on you? Any evidence they've been in your offices?
We have not found evidence. Although we're paranoid as heck now, we haven't seen any. Evidence of it.
All right. Well, let's hope that stays that way. Congressman, always good having you on the program.
Thanks, Todd. Good to be with you.
All right. That's Congressman Andy Biggs out of Arizona, former chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, and a very, very disturbing situation. But this bears repeating, and it needs to be said. We're not talking about the rank and file Capitol Police, just like we weren't talking about the rank and file FBI agents. This is clearly some sort of a special ops team that was going in and doing the alleged spying. You heard Congressman Biggs give his reasoning why he thinks this happened, but this should not happen, Republican or Democrat. And the fact that somebody over at the Justice Department is intercepting Louis Gohmert's mail and opening up that information, that's got to be addressed immediately. I mean, this is out of control. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
You've been watching the genocide games. I was looking at the numbers, and they're off the charts horrible. I don't know anybody that's actually watching the games. Grace, are you? I know you're a big you like sports. That's kind of your thing. Are you watching the genocide Olympics?
I have watched a few clips, but I have not been sitting down and watching it.
Yeah, it's...
I'm not into it.
No.
For multiple reasons.
Did
I'm
you see,
not.
What was it, the weird, like, ski jump thing they had? Or was that, I don't know what it was, next to the nuclear reactors?
Oh, gosh, I didn't watch that, but...
I thought it was... No, I just saw a photograph. Yeah. I thought it was Photoshopped, but, man, it looks just horrible.
And it's just the whole thing, when I've seen clips of it, just looks kind of depressing. Is it just me? I mean, there's, like, nobody there. It's just very meh.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, I have a couple people I'm interested in, but other than that.
So there's a chick. Her name is, they're calling her, what are they calling her? Barbie. They're calling her Genocide Barbie.
Oh, yeah.
Her name is
the model.
Eileen, is it Goo? Eileen Goo.
Goo.
And she is a Olympic free skier. She's from California, so she's an American. But she's not proud to be American because she's competing for China.
What in the world?
You know what? They ought to revoke her citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Hey, darling, if you don't like America, you're more than happy to.
There.
Yeah, hang
one way ticket.
That's it.
You got to China, stay there now.
So she gave an interview to the South China Morning Post. Her name is Eileen Gu. We call her Genocide Barbie. She is an ally of Black Lives Matter. And she's, at the time, she was very upset over the rash of anti-Asian hate crimes. And dare I suggest this, but when you look at most of the Asian hate crimes, the perpetrators have not been people of the Caucasian persuasion. Just want to throw that out there for what it's worth. So anyway, she's from San Francisco area. And there's been no explanation about why she turned her back on America, the country of her birth, and why she's embracing China.
Well, I heard she's not doing so hot either in the rankings. I mean, she's not doing very well. So I say karma, but, you know.
And she's a, I've yet to hear her condemn or call out China for the, you know, I mean, for the genocide of the Uyghurs, not to mention all the other crackdowns on civil liberties over there.
Yeah, she's liberal as the day is long.
So she's all about oppression and justice, but she said nothing about the pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. Doesn't talk about that at all.
Big surprise.
But she loves to hate on America, and she's happy to do that with the Chinese press.
One-way ticket, baby.
So according to Sports Illustrated, NBC is on track for the lowest-rated Winter Olympics in American television history. That's huge.
I'm laughing because it's, I don't know, it almost just feels like poetic justice, you know?
Yeah, you know, they had, well, you know, and everybody, I guess people love the figure skating stuff. And they They had the host of that look like they were rejects from the Hunger Games. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Was it Johnny Weir? Is that the?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't keep up with all their names.
It's all very strange. I liked it back in the day when it was old school and you had Tanya Harding out there with like a big pipe. And she was, you know, cracking kneecaps. Those are the good old days. But now you got people prancing around like Lord knows what. And poor, what's his name, Chen?
Nathan Chen.
Nathan Chen. The guy's out there. He's a great guy.
He loves America.
It's so funny. He needs to be wearing a T-shirt that says, "I'm a skater, but I'm straight." That's what he needs to wear. That's what he needs to be wearing.
I think he's kind of insecure, though, because I feel like he's constantly like,
"Oh, big
time. Not gay. I'm not gay." And it makes you wonder, like, dude, nobody's asking you. Why do you keep saying that?
But they're assuming he is, and that's why he doesn't wear the sparkly pants.
He did wear something though that had a little bit of like sparkly flames on it, but it was still minimalist.
Hold on, let's take a listen.
Is that a thing that happens where people just go, "Well, why don't you play hockey?" Simply because of the connotation, ice skating is feminine, and the patriarchy says that hockey, because you're hitting each other, is masculine. Is that something that comes up?
Yeah, certainly. Especially as a male athlete, you know, like I'm, you know, as a straight male athlete in a fairly, you know, homosexual dominated sport or LGBTQ dominated sport. You know, I think that there is that connotation, and there is like that, like, well, we don't really want to watch guys skate around, you know, and dance for us. You know, we would rather watch hockey, or we'd rather watch, you know, the females do that, which I think is like pretty messed up in itself. You know what I mean? Like we're all doing this, like, This is like for us, it's a genuine sport. We spent our whole lives like trying to hone this craft, you know, and then to sort of be belittled like that is not something that like is generally taken lightly.
So I hear his full answer, and it sounds like he's disagreeing with that notion. But he said, "Grace, what is it that, you know, it's a gay sport, a gay dominated gay sport?"
I think he's saying it's not fair. Yeah, that's what he said. I mean, he kind of was.
But man, the gay media is coming after that guy.
Yeah, and I heard this was a while. I mean, some of these comments were a couple years ago at this point.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
No, I know. But I know he apologized at one point. I'm like, oh boy, here we go.
Don't apologize. Stop apologizing. You got me.
He's
like
not
Joe
the only
Rogan. Stop it.
You got the only one. There was another Hollywood actress that was apologizing. I'm like, man, can we just have like a whole page on Twitter that's just for apologies from famous people?
Stop. So anyway, this Chin guy, that's why he wears black. And now they're giving, I mean, he's like getting just destroyed in the media because of what of his fashion prowess.
But or lack he's of. Doing really well at the straight. Olympics.
Yeah, that's true.
He's really good.
He has bad taste because he's a straight guy, you know. Saying. That's what Queer Eye for, remember the TV show, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy? And the whole premise is that straight white guys are morons. That's the whole premise of that show.
Oh, yeah. I've watched like half an episode before about.
But anyway, but you're right. I mean, he's breaking all sorts of records, and the guy's probably going to bring home every gold medal in his category.
Yeah,
heterosexual sport. So I was trying to help.
I kind of feel bad for him because he's just like, I'm straight. Like you said, he just needs it like tattooed on his forehead or something.
He just does the singles stuff, or does he have like a female partner?
I've only seen him do singles.
Well, maybe you should just get a woman out there and just rush onto the court and make out with her, and then that would resolve
part of the routine.
Oh yeah, that guy's straight. Yes, he's just making out with that chick over there. So maybe you could find maybe you could find Genocide Barbie, and you know,
I have a feeling they wouldn't get along because he seems a lot more patriotic.
He is patriotic. We don't know much about it's a very reserved family, but they're from Utah, and there are five of them. So I don't, but they're not Mormon.
Yeah,
I don't know. What do I care?
I mean, honestly, not knowing much about him is probably better. That probably means he's not crazy. You know what I mean?
I don't know. But nobody's watching. Nobody's watching. It's almost as bad as the WNBA.
Ouch!
Look at the ratings. I'm just saying. Nobody watches.
It's difficult.
But
to
they
dunk.
Want the same pay as the the men. I'm just saying. Folks, got to take a break. Phil Robertson coming up. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the big show, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. And want to say a special hello to all of our friends listening to us at KWAM, our flagship radio station in Memphis, Tennessee, and KYKN, our good friends over in Salem, Oregon. Great to have you guys with us as well. Write down our telephone number. You will need this if you want to call into the program, 844-747-8868. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and it has been a while, but it is always a fun time when we have our good friend, the New York Times best-selling author, has a brand new book out called Uncancelled, Finding Meaning and Peace in a Culture of Accusations, Shame, and Condemnation. Our good friend, Phil Robertson. Phil, good to have you back with us.
Hey, good to be here.
So, Phil, this is one of those, for such a time as this, books, especially with all the controversy surrounding people like Joe Rogan and the cancel culture mob.
You are correct. What these people need to realize, and they better realize it now, Paul wrote to the Roman Empire, the church there in Rome, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. And it is a scary thought when you read the punishment that's coming for those who do not fear God and who does not do what he says. God is not sleeping through all of this stuff that we see it happen to our people. They turn on each other and ruin others' lives, you know. They won't get very far.
You know, Phil, I've been watching the cancel culture movement for a very long time, and one of the things that alarmed me is when that movement hit the church, and I call them woke evangelicals. These religious leaders that were trying to silence people because they supported President Trump, and not just silence, but destroy Christians who supported President Trump.
Yeah. Well, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, listen to this. God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you, which that's what it's about. The cancel culture is trouble. He will give relief to you who are troubled and to us as well. And then he fast forwards. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power on the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people, to be marveled at among all those who have believed. So at 2 Thessalonians 1, you better not mess with God is all I can tell them. But they did. They clipped us for about $10 million, and they thought they'd pretty well probably shut us up. But we're still here, and we've converted thousands since then. So, and a lot of them too. You got to remember, God's going to do the judging. There's one lawgiver and one judge. That'd be the one who can save and destroy, God Almighty. So if I were them, I would rethink some of this stuff going around. You know, it's basically sinners judging others, bringing wrath upon themselves because of their stupidity, really.
I love how you talk about this idea of sin shaming, and I want you to explain what you meant by that, because they have been going back and, you know, they're saying, well, we've got to erase George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, yeah, and our founding fathers, and then people are shocked when they're going back here in modern day times to something you did as a third grader. I mean, they're going back to over 200 years.
Oh, it's ridiculous. You therefore, Romans chapter 2. You therefore have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else. For at whatever point you judge the other, you're condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things. So what you have is sinful, grossly sinful men and women accusing people of faith, of this, that, and the other, are accusing some people who don't have faith at all. But the bottom line is, we're all sinners, and the saved are saved by grace. And the only way you're going to have your sins removed is put your faith in Jesus, the Son of God, who became flesh 2,022 years ago, was crucified on a cross in the most brutal thing I've ever read about. And 3 days later, he was raised from the dead. He's the one. Even then, what we have to remember as Christians, even then, his final words were, "Forgive them, Father. They don't know what they're doing." So I'm more sad at what I'm watching go down in America with this bunch than mad, because they will be judged harshly unless they repent. I think we owe them that, to tell them, look, you know, y'all out here running around condemning this one and that one and the other and destroying people's lives. I mean, you got hell to pay, and he's coming after you when this is over. So if I were them, I would be very careful on who you judge and being judgmental, because most of these people don't know God. If they did, I think they would embrace him.
I think you're right about that, Phil. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Phil Robertson. Phil, what advice do you give to people like Joe Rogan and when the mob comes after you? Because Rogan's been apologizing and removing podcasts and things of that nature. What word of advice do you give folks like Joe?
If I was Joe, and if they come after me, I'm going to do what I did when they did come after me. I was one of the early ones that they, you know, tried to destroy.
I remember.
Look, you say, what do you do to get people to see the madness and what they're up to? There's a couple of texts, a couple of little sections in Galatians. The act of the sinful nature, which is what these folks are doing, are obvious. Sexual immorality, they're full of it. Impurity, debauchery, idolatry, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, factions, envy, drunkenness. There's this list. That's the cancel culture crowd. The God's people, here's the difference. But the fruit of the Spirit that God gives us when we accept Jesus by faith, baptized, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Show them how to live. Warn them about what they're doing. But as far as, look, we can't pounce back on them and be, because we'd be the same thuggish bunch they are. You understand? What? We need to rise above that. And just always remember, God will repay. It's a dreadful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. Let God do what he will with them. But what we do is we don't look to the left or right. You got to remember, Jesus said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. And everyone who lives a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. It just goes with the territory. So I don't know whether Rogan is a Christian or not, but if he's not, he ought to be. No, I'd sit down with him. I'd sure point him to Jesus, I'll tell you that.
Bring him down to Louisiana, put him in the duck blind, and there you go.
I told Donald Trump the few times I met him, two or three times, I never got off pointing him to Jesus. I said, Trump, I said, we're the same age, man. I said, look, I said, we've all sinned. You have sinned, haven't you? He said, oh, yeah, a lot. I said, well, me too. I said, and you're going to die, and they're going to put your body in a hole one day, right? 6-foot hole. He said, no doubt about it. I said, the resurrection, man. I said, that's the way you go. He said, you know, I really appreciate that, Robinson, you telling me that. I don't even know whether he had ever thought about it before, but I tried my best to get him converted. Whether he is or not, I don't know, but God knows.
It's true. It's true. And he's heard the gospel from you and many others as well.
Sure. And if he runs again, I'll certainly vote for him because, I mean, his policies were so far ahead of what we got going on now. It's ridiculous. I can't even believe the people on the left can't see the difference between the two and love him because, boy, this thing. Under Joe Biden, it's a scourge to look at.
It is indeed. Phil, I'm curious here. You've got now 18 grandchildren and 7 great-grandchildren. You and Miss Kay must be pretty busy with the grandkids.
We got a lot of grandkids. We are eating a lot of ducks and deer. We're down here in the woods. We're living a, make it your ambition, Paul told the Thessalonians, to live a quiet life, which we're amazingly, that's exactly what we're doing. Mind your own business, work hard with your hands, doing something good so that your daily life will win the respect of outsiders so that, and here's the key part, you won't have to be dependent on anybody. That's Miss Kay and I.
I love it. I love it. And Phil, I have to tell you, I was, you know, I moved back to Memphis, so I'm just upriver from you guys. Yeah. And I was wearing a Duck Dynasty t-shirt last summer, was over at the Peabody Hotel. You know, they got the ducks in the lobby. And yeah. They saw that t-shirt, and I could tell they got a little bit nervous. That's it. It's okay.
Yeah, I must admit that they're kind of shying away from me a little. I'm not quite sure why.
I don't know why. Well, Phil, congratulations on the great new book. And if you make it up to Memphis, the barbecue is on me.
Will do. All right, man.
All right, Phil Robertson, ladies and gentlemen, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. What a great man. And he is a man of God. You know, you talk about godly men. That's a godly man right there. And he's unafraid. He just says what's on his mind, and he's not mean or nasty about it, and he is able to get his point across. We've got a link to the book over on our live show blog. It's called Uncancelled, Finding Meaning and Peace in a Culture of Accusations, Shame, and Condemnation. You know, Grace, I watched Duck Dynasty every single week. I was a huge fan.
I watched it, too.
And as a matter of fact, one of my claims to fame at Fox News was introducing the Duck commander, Phil, and the whole team to the leadership at Fox at the time.
Really?
They hadn't heard of, you know, it was a very kind of obscure program at first.
At first.
And so I told him, I mean, from day one I was there, and I went downstairs, second floor, where the executive offices were, and I'm like, hey, Bill Schein, and I said, y'all need to watch these folks. They're going to be amazing. Phil and Miss Kay on my first radio program that I ever did, and they were a part of the big Christmas, first Christmas show we ever did, and it just, we became good friends.
That's pretty cool.
So I've yet to get down. I've got to get down. He's promised to take me duck hunting.
Ooh.
So I'm looking forward to that. And I met one of the grandkids, was at Liberty University, and was serving behind stage.
Was it Sadie?
No, it was John Luke.
Oh, yeah.
And
that was my next guess.
This kid comes up, says, hello, Mr. Starnes, would you like a cup of coffee? And I said, sure, I'll be glad to. And so he goes over and makes some sort of a Starbucks contraption kind of a thing.
A latte, probably.
Yeah, and it dawned. I didn't know who the kid was, and then it dawned on me.
He probably didn't have his beard.
No beard. Yeah.
That's the big thing, right? It's like, wait a minute, are you related? You don't have a beard.
Gotta have the beard. I miss that show. I wish they'd bring it back. I'm not sure they could, though.
If I don't know.
You remember early on, they actually canceled the prayer. They would pray. They would, you know, end every episode around the supper table.
Yep.
And they would pray. And they took out that prayer initially. And Phil said, here's the deal. Either the prayer stays or I go.
There you go.
And guess what? They put that prayer back in.
Yes, they
did. There you go.
I'm telling you.
All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Again, you can go to our website. We've got a links where you can buy a copy of Phil's great new book. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
All right. Coming up in just a few moments, we'll be heading over to Liberty University for a great interview with the dean of the School of Law over there. You're going to want to hear this. He's got some things to say about the genocide games. By the way, you've been hearing me talk about Patriot Mobile. I got a text message. By the way, Grace, I forgot to tell you about this. Got a text message from Glenn Story late last night. I forgot to reply to him, too. I need to do that. So anyway, they want to get together at CPAC, and we're going to try to grab a meal together.
Ooh, fun.
Which is a lot of fun. But Glenn was telling me that more people have signed up for Patriot Mobile through our show. It's just off the charts.
That's awesome.
Which is exciting. And we talk a lot about this on the program, folks, is that we've got to support companies that share our values, and we've got to stop supporting companies that don't. It's not the case all the time. There are just some things you're just going to have to, that's the way it is. There's not an alternative. But the good news is there is an alternative when it comes to your phone service, and that's why we're supporting Patriot Mobile. They not only share our beliefs, they're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they donate money, they donate their profits to organizations that fight for causes we care about. And that's a huge, huge thing. By the way, you ask about coverage. Let's talk practicality. Yeah, let's talk about practicality. They've got the broadest nationwide coverage. They use the same towers the other carriers use. And they have plans to fit any budget, no matter how big or how small. You want a thousand lines of 1,000 cell phones? Hey, no problem. You want one? No problem. They can take care of you. And by the way, if you're a veteran or a first responder, they really love you guys, and they want to offer you an even bigger discount. That's how great the folks over at Patriot Mobile are. 972-PATRIOT, if you want to talk to a human being, that's 972-PATRIOT. And by the way, they all speak English, and they're based right here in America. Got to use my promo code Todd to get those discounts. Or you can go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. And again, use the promo code Todd, and they're going to get you taken care of. So I'm looking forward to seeing Glenn. And we're also looking forward to seeing you at CPAC. I'll be delivering a big speech and moderating some panel discussions on the China virus. And we always have a good time when we get out and about and meet you good folks. And by the way, Grace is going to be there as well as Kyle. So you'll be able to meet the entire Todd Stern Show team at CPAC coming up in a couple of weeks, Orlando, Florida. All right. By the way, going back to the Democrats and this really dastardly plan they've got, you've got Congressman Jeffries now giving Biden the praise and the glory for dropping the mask mandates. Take a listen.
Well, here's where we are in America. Job creation is up. Wages are up. Unemployment is down. And the Omicron variant is in retreat. And that's not by accident. That's because under President Biden's leadership, a public health infrastructure was put into place, beginning with the American Rescue Plan, without a single Republican vote, to ensure that we can do everything possible to crush the virus. And that is what has been happening.
We'll be right back, America. Told you so.
Peloton's best offer of the season is here. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Choose from a variety of accessories, like our cycling shoes, a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. This limited-time offer ends November 28th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer starts November 14th and ends November 28th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
All right, folks, good to have you back with us today. By the way, tomorrow, or Friday, rather, Senator David Perdue, former Senator David Perdue, is going to join us. So that'll be a great conversation as well. ToddStarnes.com, by the way, is our website and all sorts of great stories. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, you should do that. It'll be coming out here in about 30, 35 minutes or so. And we have some great stories that I want you to read. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our beautiful studios at Liberty University. We're so honored to have, making his inaugural debut on the show, is Morse Tan, who is the dean of the School of Law there. Morse, great to have you with us today. All right. Do we have that connection? Morse, are you there?
Can you hear me?
You're coming in loud and clear, and we're so glad to have you on the show.
Great. It's good to be with you.
So we have been following the developments coming out of what we have been calling the genocide games in China. The Olympics, we understand now, they could be the lowest in the history of American television. Are you surprised by the response from the American people to the games?
No, I'm not surprised. The Chinese Communist Party has been acting in ways that are very harmful. And when I was in the State Department in the last administration, I was leading the chief policy shop that put together a thick pile of paper together with the Legal Advisor's Office. That was the basis for Secretary Pompeo declaring, making the genocide and crimes against humanity determinations against the Chinese Communist Party. So I think there are more Americans who are recognizing the gravity, the seriousness of what is going on.
I mean, it really is I think President Trump and the policies within the State Department at the time were spot on, and understanding the dangers that China posed, not just to religious minorities there in their own country, but really a global threat as well.
That is exactly right. And I think more and more people are realizing that. What they are trying to project within China as well as across the world is harmful in many ways. So inside of China, if you're not a Han Chinese communist, you are less than in the society, according to the Chinese Communist Party and how you're treated. And they're trying to project their power and influence around the world in some toxic ways as well. So it is not only against Uyghurs in Xinjiang province. It is also Falun Gong, is also those in Tibet. It is freedom lovers in Hong Kong. It is the potential threat to Taiwan. It is the Inner Mongolia. It's also a lot of people don't talk about the persecution against Christians in China as well. There are many Christians in China, but there has been more attacks and shutting down of churches in China of late than most of the rest of the world. And so there's real persecution against Christians too. They try to change the Bible to accord with Chinese Communist Party doctrine. And this is something that is often overlooked by many people.
When you say they're changing the Bible, give us an example of some of the things they may do.
Yes. So in the narrative about the woman caught in the act of adultery, they have Jesus saying that he's a sinner too, and basically not recognizing him as the flawless Son of God, God incarnate. And so any authority, anything that is deemed higher than the Chinese Communist Party is a threat. And they're also, you know, using technology along those lines, a term that I think I've coined, techno-totalitarianism, is something that they engage in as well. And they're exporting that too, but that would be an example. And there are many examples. There's also a government sanctioned church called the Three Self Church that is more of an instrument of the Communist Party than it is a Christian church many times.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line in our Liberty University studios, Morse Tan, who is the dean of the law school there at Liberty. We hear a lot about the Uyghurs, and we may have some listeners that are not familiar with the kind of persecution they are suffering, which is, quite frankly, it has been described as a genocide of a people.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. You know, when you have these internment camps that they call re-education centers, that's what the Chinese Communist Party calls them. And you not only have forced labor, but you also have torture, sexual assault and rape, And many people do not survive their time inside there, as well as forced abortion, forced sterilization, and all sorts of ways that they're trying to reduce the population dramatically there.
Why are they trying to do that? Why do they have a problem with the Uyghurs?
Because they are considered to not conform to the Han Chinese Communist favoring that they do, and the President Xi's indoctrination. They don't go along with the population control things, read forced abortions and forced sterilizations. So they are non-conforming to what the Chinese Communist Party is trying to do. And for that reason, because they think kids are actually good, and that they're actually a gift from God, that's one of the reasons that they are persecuted. They're deemed a threat. So there's been a crackdown not only on them, but in certain ways they have received a major brunt of certain types of crackdown.
So why the Uyghurs and not the Christians? I know you mentioned that Christians are facing persecution. Is it to the extent that they're waging genocide against the Uyghurs, or is there another reason why maybe they're not?
It might be because of where they're coming from as Muslims. They're also trying to change the Quran, by the way, to conform to Chinese Communist Party doctrine. They are also not of the same ethnicity as the Han Chinese. That can play a role as well, the ethnic aspect of it too. So those would be a couple of the factors that are there. They're in a part of China that has more Turkic sort of minorities as well and influence. So, but you have like 20% of the world's cotton produced from there, and you have all sorts of multinational corporations, including ones in the United States that have continued to do business in various ways there, and not to mention being sponsors of the Beijing Olympics and so forth.
So all these horrors that you've been describing, and they've certainly been well documented, I think reported in the media here in this country, and yet you have the United States saying, okay, we're still going to send athletes to the games. You've got the National Basketball Association, the NBA, which is a strong ally of the Chinese. Why are they still doing that, even though all these great atrocities are being committed?
I think there's concern about losing sponsorship. I think that's one of the major reasons. By contrast, the Women's Tennis Association, the Pro Tour for Women's Tennis, shut down the entire China swing of the WTA Tour based on one of the Chinese players reportedly being raped by a Chinese Communist Party official, and then not being allowed to speak freely in public, although she has emerged in recent days, but seeming to just be saying what the Communist Party wants her to say.
All right. Well, Dr. Tam, we appreciate your time here and the great insight. We would love to get you back on, and congratulations for the new post there at Liberty University.
I'm blessed to be here and would be pleased to be back on your program.
All right. Dr. Morris Tan, ladies and gentlemen, Dean of the School of Law at Liberty University. And we are just huge fans of his great work. He served in the State Department under Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in the Trump administration and gave us some great insight. Again, you hear these words, you hear these stories, and you may not necessarily understand the backstory or the context. And I really appreciate him putting that into context for us. Folks, we've got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
bad news for MSDNC. Rachel Maddow. She's taking a leave, just an extended leave. This story has never made any sense to me. She's making tens of millions of dollars, and she's just she says, that's it. I'm taking a little break. There's something else going on there. Anyway, the network is suffering a ratings freefall, and looks like CNN, the most profane name in news,
Crying Negro Network.
Thanks, Judge. Is making some ground here. Is gaining ground. So we'll see how all that plays. But anyway, CNN and MSDNC going toe to toe, and Maddow, who knows where she is? But I don't think she just voluntarily stepped aside. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Connor in Boston. Hey, Connor, what's going on?
Todd, sorry, it is great to be able to talk to you again now that your phone lines are back working. But
yes,
I'll
a blessing.
I'm on, like, withdrawals here. I haven't been able to talk to you in almost a week now. So great to be back. And I'm going to tell you something about Rachel Maddow. She lives, like, her other residence outside of New York City is like maybe 20 minutes from my hometown in Western Massachusetts and like probably 10 minutes from where I went to college. And she used to go into the little town there that's nearby there. And she is not a very nice person. I know for a fact,
you know, she gives off that vibe that she's a very unpleasant person.
You know, it's like some of my buddies from college, it's like they were waiting tables and her spouse came in one time and we'll just put it this way. She's a Karen.
Oh, geez. That's not good. That's not good. Oh, my goodness.
But I'll tell you, you know, it's like what's going on in our country right now with this Biden administration as well? You know, it's like they're lifting this mask mandate and they're going to start to ease up on the current. It's like, do they think the American people are not smart enough to see through this? I really think that they think that Americans are complete morons. So like, we're not going to remember and we're not going to hold them accountable, which they deserve to be. Fauci, Biden, all these Democrats running for Congress, I mean, they deserve to be held accountable for their job performance. And I, for one, will not forget what they've done to us. They need to be punished.
Good for you. And, Connor, the reason why is because we do this all the time. I mean, it's shocking that the American people just seem to forget, you know, what these folks have done to us. So, I know, we'll see. We'll see. But we're going to keep reminding people on this radio program. I can promise you that, Connor.
Well, Todd, I'll tell you, you got to do it. You got to keep up a good fight. But, you know, the faster we get these Democrats out of our lives, hopefully forever, the better. Get rid of them.
Well said. Well said. Connor, good hearing from you. Steer clear of Rachel Maddow.
I'll try, my friend. Pleasure talking to you.
You know, I bet she's a lousy tipper. I guarantee you that's it. She has that vibe. Grace knows what I'm talking about. What are you looking at me like that for?
Okay, Todd.
No, you know what I mean, you know, it's she gives off that vibe of being a jerk, a jerk face. I'm just saying. All right, let's go to Mike in North Carolina. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. Oh, man. I was sitting here thinking about this whole crack pipe thing and looking at it from a law enforcement standpoint. Law enforcement officers arrest people when they search their vehicles or their homes for drug paraphernalia. How are they going to handle that when the person says, well, the government gave me this crack pipe, so how can you arrest me for it?
Well, that's a terrific question. You know, but Mike, we're living in an age where illegal aliens – do you need to get that, Mike?
No.
Oh, good. All right. Well, I was just going to. We're trying to be, you know, cordial here.
I didn't even realize it was ringing.
No, look, it happens to the best of us. But Mike, we're living in an age where they are literally putting illegal aliens on airplanes, and their only proof of who they are is their arrest warrant. So,
yeah,
I'm not surprised that they're giving out crack pipes.
Well, I would like to hear a law enforcement officer call in and try to answer that question. I mean, seriously.
That is a good question, and we will look into that. We've got a lot of cops that listen to this program, and we'll get an answer for you, Mike.
All right. Thank you.
All right. God bless. Mike, that's a great point. I mean, you get pulled over by the cops, you got your crack pipe going, and And the cop says, where'd you get that? And it's like, President Biden, what are you going to do? That could be considered entrapment.
Or Hunter Biden. You could say got it from Hunter, got it from Joe.
Well, who hasn't gotten a crack pipe from Hunter?
I mean, smoked good more one. Parmesan cheese than anyone.
I love Parmesan cheese. All right, let's go to New Orleans. Miss Janice.
Hey, how you doing, Todd?
Oh, we missed you.
Yeah, well, look, I never forget you. I'm never going to ever forget you. You know that. I love you and Grace very much. No, I listen to you. I've been listening to the podcast there, the Toddcast. And what it is, Todd, one of the things, I've been a little tired lately, and I haven't been getting up as early, and it's just cold in this house. In the wintertime, the house holds the cold. Whatever it is, it can be 60 outside right now, but inside, it, whatever it is at night, it just holds the cold. So I don't have a whole lot of incentive to get my head off of my pillow in the morning. And incidentally, people, if you've never had one, you have really got to go to the MyPillow website, mypillow.com, www.mypillow.com. Use the promo code STARNS. I'm not trying to be funny here or anything. Use the promo code and get yourself one of those pillows, because the key to a great night's sleep with Mr. Lindell's pillow is the support that that pillow gives your neck and your head. It's just fabulous, and I'm not putting on. I sincerely mean it. I really do.
Well,
I'm so glad my husband and I got one. Now, I wanted to mention something here. I was going to say, too, with the Joe Rogan thing, I don't like the fact that he, you know, had used the N-word and that kind of thing. And with the crack pipe situation, I don't think they should be giving people crack pipes. I truly don't. You know, you're a criminal, you're a criminal. You belong in jail and breaking the law and everything. And generally doing drugs for most people, for a lot of people, you know, gets you in one or two places, either in jail or dead. I mean, I'm not down with the crack stuff and all that.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I'm glad that you're back. We were missing you, and we're so glad you you gave us a holler back. Miss Janice, you got to give us a call back earlier in the show. That music means we've got to scoot out of here. You stay warm, Miss Janice, and all the rest of you, get out there. Have a great day. Be good, America. We're going to do this all over again tomorrow. And don't forget, ToddStarnes.com. Check out that newsletter and podcast, America.